Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
One action point, and he's done for now. So next up is Ella.
Alrighty then.
Stapifying.
I'm gonna have an action point.
I'm gonna try command.
Yeah, we all, okay. Well, we all rested, so we all our action points reset to one. Okay.
It's against one. About a 20, yeah. Just as well.
That'll hit him.
Alright, and I can slide him up to 10 spaces, and I'm going to slide him this way.
Off the edge.
There are crenellations there.
Okay.
So basically you can't slide him off the edge.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I can knock him prone, and he's dazed until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
So, I knock him prone, and he's dazed.
Okay. So now he's prone.
And dazed.
And dazed. All right. Tim, you're up.
All right. First, I'm going to try to hit him with a Ray of Enfeeblement.
Okay.
And is a 25 going to hit his fortitude?
Yes.
All right. Then he will take 13 points of damage. Well, necrotic damage. And he's weakened until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
There's that. Then I'm going to trigger my... Well, I'm going to burn a power point.
Action point.
And cast... Well, crap. Do that.
I do want to do something else.
Okay. I'll cast Magic Missile. Would a 23 hit his reflex?
Yes.
All right.
Nice.
Sweet. 17 points of damage.
Nice.
And I will prep. If the minor action, I'll prep a tangle for a bag. That's that.
That was Tim. Gwen, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to do Eldritch Blast with my Rod of Blood.
Okay. Probably want to mark him first.
Yes. Yeah,
you probably
I was cursing him first.
Curse him first, yes.
That's fine.
And it's going to be plus 7. D20 yep, plus 7.
Plus 7.
Versus Reflex.
26.
26 versus Reflex.
I'll hit him.
Okay. So it's a D10 plus 4. Yeah. Just 1d10.
Oh, 1d10. Okay.
D10 plus a d6 plus 4.
Yeah, plus
five,
a d6.
12.
Okay. Bless you. Alright, you hit him. Kaya.
I am going to climb up.
Okay.
Need to make a roll for anything?
Yeah, go ahead and give me an athletics roll. No problem.
And that's my movement?
No, that'll take, we'll say 2 squares of your movement.
Okay. Then, where to? I will move into the square next to Barrett, that's adjacent to the guy.
This one.
I think the guy's in that square. He's in the square.
Yes.
Yes, so I will be in that square, yes. And I will just do a martial strike on him.
Okay.
We need to take a guy when he's down.
You get plus two to him because he's prone. And if it matters, you can have combat advantage against him.
But I have 24 to him.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm gonna distract him.
Okay.
He's also weakened.
He's also dazed and prone.
Maybe he's gonna get up and kick her ass. Oh, what a one!
Damage.
Crappy.
Okay.
You tried.
That was Kaya. Now the cobbled man gets to go again.
Oh, he doesn't get a turn.
He has 2 brains. He gets to go twice.
Sweet.
That sucks.
Oh, he just gets to lay on the ground.
Yeah, he's dazed. I don't care if he's got 2 brains. He's still dazed.
Does he get a save against that?
No.
Okay.
He just is.
He just stands up.
I mean, second brain goes, punch them.
Pretty much.
He's dazed. I don't get why he gets to stand up on that.
When you're dazed, you get 1 action around. Dave, do you get combat advantage? You can either take a standard action, a move action, or a minor action on your turn. You cannot take immediate actions or opportunity actions, and you can fly.
Oh, okay.
And he's weakened.
Yeah, okay. And he's weakened.
And he is weakened, yes. So we're back at the top of the round with Beric. Okay. Sir, you're up next.
I'm doing a brute strike on it. Well, actually, I trigger my Oath of Enmity.
Okay.
And then I make brute strike on him, and I crit.
You're not the only one adjacent to him, you know.
It's the only enemy adjacent to me.
Ah, okay.
I'm only, if only one enemy that is adjacent to me. I'm not surrounded by.
Okay.
And I crit on him.
Okay. Max damage. That would be your second crit in as many attacks.
Yes.
You're taking all of our crits.
It's okay, he can have one.
So max damage plus weapon plus
you see what
D6.
I just rolled on the extra?
That's a lot of damage. Wish it was open-ended.
Yeah, which one? Fifty-nine points of damage.
You need to count higher than 21?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Alright, 59. Show off.
It was my brute strike, so like one of my dailies. 3d12 plus 6, plus an extra d12, plus the extra d6. And I rolled a 12 on the extra d12 and a 5 on the extra d6. I like that with the limiting. It's nice.
All right.
So you roll two dice. I got a 12 and a 4.
So what you're saying is we should all multi-class.
Into Avenger, like yes.
Ow. Sarek, you're up.
So I know the six and have.
Ella, you'll be up next.
Well, obviously, for my move action, I am going to, I don't know, climb back up.
Make a athletics roll. It has to be athletics. Or it could be acrobatics. But
13.
That is enough to get you up. So take the 2 squares of movement to get up and then drop down into whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Minor action, I'll give rend actions this turn.
Okay.
And I will try a harrying strike. Five versus AC.
That will hit.
Okay, and then I get to make a secondary attack.
Remember, you have combat advantage, so you get an additional +2 to hit.
Right. Um, 18 versus reflex.
That will hit him as well.
Okay. So he is immobilized till the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Thirteen points of damage.
Okay. And he is now bloodied.
And
Yay. And
I can sustain that on my next turn as well.
Okay. All right.
Rend shell. Rend shell. Attempt a claw. Fifteen versus AC.
I will not hit it.
Okay.
And then a couple bands up. So
he's still dazed.
And immobilized.
And weakened.
None of that prevents him from trying to grab you again.
That's true.
And he does. And he burns his second action point to once again fling you off the building.
Awesome.
Roll your save.
It got better into 10, so okay. I grab on again.
Once again, well, let's see. This time, he actually throws you over the other side this time. That makes it up. And Ella, you're up. Tim, you're going to be after Ella.
Aha!
Alright.
I think I will have tea.
Sorry, dude.
I'm gonna go ahead and lance a
face.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He did become bloodied.
Things get a bit more dire.
17 versus reflex.
17 versus reflex.
Doesn't
actually hit.
I don't
have any relations. You can't really.
As he became bloodied, I could have slid away. As my Fury's Bounty reaction.
Okay.
So he wouldn't have been able to grab me.
All right. In that case, does a 29 hit your reflex?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll a save because you're going over the edge.
Twelve.
Okay. So instead of... now you are hanging over the right side. How much damage?
12 points.
Okay.
And Tim gets a +2 to his attack roll.
Okay.
time.
Is that it for you?
Got a minor and a...
Totally like a witch's broom or something. Or a slime rug. Or bat wings. Totally bad.
I don't think that... Well,
moth wings.
Has he actually hit anyone, or has he just thrown the ball?
He's just thrown.
Yeah. He's just thrown. He's trying to hit some people, but...
It's pretty much everybody within five of, or a burst.
Just about, yes.
Tim may not be.
When is that? Probably.
A burst three of me.
Burst three of you.
Yeah.
He's standing right in the door.
She's right inside above me.
If I move, well,
if you moved up one, you'd be adjacent to the guy.
Yeah,
it's kind of. On top of the chair.
Yeah, I think that that's. That's probably it for this round.
Oh. That means Tim, you're up.
All right.
You're gonna be after Tim.
He's no longer weakened.
You're gonna be after Tim.
So is he more than? Yeah, he probably is. Never mind. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think.
Don't forget, you can.
I will cast magic missile at him.
Oh,
that's not very good. 15, 16, 17.
Okay. 17 points?
No, that's the hit. That's versus reflex.
No, I don't. Oh, sweet. His reflex is only 14.
Yay! Aww. 11. Lame.
Gwen, you're up. Kaya, you're after Gwen.
Oh, I should remind you that it's radiant damage, not that it matters.
I got 17 to hit for fiery bolts.
Alright, versus what?
Reflex.
That'll hit him.
And I got. curse. 11.
Well, you're doing what? This?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, so 11. 3d6. 12, 13.
3d6 plus 2 plus an extra d6 because of your curse, so it's 4d6 plus 2.
13.
Alright. Kaya, you're up. Barak, you will be up
after the
moment.
That would actually be additional. Add another 2 damage to that, we forgot to adjust that because your con modifier adds another 2.
Okay, so 4 instead.
Okay.
Level 21 it is,
DC?
No, it's not.
AC is 24.
Now he goes again. Those of you up next to him can see this quite clearly. There seem to be, you're definitely hurting him. And there are areas where he's bleeding, or he should be bleeding, but his blood isn't the right color. And it's really thick and sludgy. Plus, it's also filled with little silvery things that are crawling all over the wounds and starting to close them up.
Great.
Lovely.
Oh. Can I make a perception to see that?
Sure.
The question is, can you make a perception to see that?
At least I get the action. 31.
Yes.
Okay. What do I know about golems? Hopefully I get a higher on my arcane check.
Golems.
They're not your teachers.
Or flesh golems or anything like that. I'm looking for weaknesses at that point.
They have a tendency to go berserk. roll a 31?
No, 25.
25,
okay.
31 was the perception check.
Given life by animating a spark from the elemental chaos. The spark is not a soul or an independent creature, but raw vitality that gives the golem power of removing the inner sentience. A golem's creator has complete control over its actions without its creator present. The golem tries to obey the last orders to the best of its ability. We're also pretty sure that this isn't quite like that golem.
He's probably a special elite golem. Alright, I got nothing. Tim's gonna.
Because golems shouldn't have pipes with weird fluid running through. For one thing.
If I created a golem, he would.
You're big on chunky fluid?
Sure.
Alright.
Creates this an aura of fear.
That was. Let's see. Barrack, I believe you're up.
I will pull myself back up.
Okay, make an athletics roll.
Where is my 25.
No problem. Pull yourself back.
Okay, and that's a... This is movement, right? So it's movement action based. You get myself back up there.
Yes. Yeah. Stupid big weapon. Jeez.
And then I will... Still have my oath of enmity until the end of this turn. I will try to do crushing blow on him. Hitting AC 20.
Will not hit him.
Alrighty.
Coyote. He even has a ready little tear.
And then I will burn an action point to do it again. To do a covering attack on this time. Hitting less than that, so never mind.
Okay.
That was all excellent. Worthless. Okay. That's me. I'm done.
All right. Sarek, you're up. Ellie, you'll be up after. Yeah.
Okay. As the miner sustaining the harrying strike from last time,
he was immobilized. That gives me combat advantage, right? Okay.
Is he still immobilized?
Yeah, he was immobilized till the end of this turn for me. Yeah. So.
Plus, he's also flanked. So yes.
Oh. Would a 22 have hit him?
No.
Okay.
Let's say 26 versus reflex.
That'll hit
him. Okay, so he's immobilized till my next turn.
Yeah.
Till the end of my next turn. And. I will swift claw.
Oh, okay. So you actually hit him, right?
That was sustained of the miner from before.
Okay, but you had to roll to hit him, right?
Yes.
Okay. He gets to punch you.
Meow.
And unless your AC is 13, misses Orville.
Swift claw. I don't think 16 is going to hit his AC.
Once I've used this last time, I can't use it.
I will slide one square away from him just so that he can't grab me in.
So if I want to do this again,
yeah, you can
toss me over the edge.
You can do it at the same time. Like if I want to do this and I don't do it, then I can.
Basically, burning this gives you another standard action.
Okay.
Minor immune basically gives you the ability to attack. That's what I just did in this place.
And Ella's in the doorway.
Like you can hit him. You can hit him with that and then burn the action point and try to hit him with that again. As once you use this, it's an encounter.
Alright, that's fine. That's
it, right? Without actually physically displacing Ella.
No, that's fine.
Encounter when you replace that.
That was just the ability of the swift claw. I could shift one square, but if there's no square to shift to,
right.
Then
right.
That,
I don't
think you can. Yeah, but then, plus 7 versus fortitude.
Right, then I have to slide him, right?
Well, you can slide
him. It gets
me.
I don't
think really
to.
Slide him this minute.
This might sound efficient in it.
He really can't go anywhere because of the ventilation, so you could hit him with it, just didn't slide him anywhere.
Yeah, because I already tried to use command to turn him over the edge.
Let's see, you're the last one to hit him, so he'll try to swing at you again.
17 hit your AC?
No.
Wow.
Purple the one, and then a two. Alright, that's... Oh yes, he does get to regenerate.
No!
Is Ella's turn, and Tim, you'll be up next.
Okay.
Alright, I'm assuming that we all have action points or so on.
Yeah, we rested, so.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and use Shield of Faith, or cast Shield of Faith, which is a close burst 5. So everybody within 5 of me.
I think that would be everybody except maybe Tim.
I think everyone but Tim.
I'm not.
You technically are, but it can't go through
the ceiling. You're on top. Right. I don't know why I wouldn't.
Someone hit me. Wind locks line of sight. You can't see her. It doesn't matter. Right. Oh. Okay.
Or staying out of melee.
That's okay. Not her. That's fine. The gleaming shield of divine energy appears over you, granting you and nearby allies protection against attacks. It says you and each ally in burst. The target gains a +2 power bonus to AC until the end of the encounter. This is good until the end of the encounter.
Okay.
And then I'm going to... I'm going to go ahead and cast... I'm going to channel Divinity. I'm going to channel Jinky's Radiance. When undead creatures abound, radiance shines to aid the faithful. Encounter, it's an encounter power, so I'm using my action point. Divine implement radiant. It's a standard action, close to burst of 1, so I need to move first. So I should be able to shift. It's against his will.
Okay. And what is it? Is it undead versus undead?
It says each undead creature in burst.
He's not undead.
Oh, crap.
Don't use your action. That's what you're going to do.
Too late, sorry.
No.
Would I have been able to do if he wasn't undead?
I don't even know what.
You do it and it doesn't work.
Okay.
He's special.
That was Ella. Tim, you're up. Wayne will be after Tim.
Yep, great. Now I'm in the line of fire. Thank you so very much.
Magic missile will hit him.
Okay.
15 points of damage.
Okay. Maybe I want to throw somebody off this bridge.
Apparently it'll be me.
All right. Anything else? Anything else, Almighty Tim?
Nope.
All right, Gwen, you're up. Kai will be after Gwen.
How many squares away
like
is
Ella from campsite up
Ella from me?
Take a nap.
Is Ella from you? Let's see.
Is Ella
10
from?
Feet up, so like 3 squares.
Okay, I am going to use my move action and pull her up to me.
Okay.
With her telekinetic
leap.
Okay.
So she's up there with me now.
Kind of creepy.
That does actually provoke from the guy. Unless it specifically says it doesn't.
At me?
No.
No. Oh, at her.
He'll get a free swing. Unless it says that you're shifting.
It's just the target basically can't fly 5 squares for
right,
that.
Right.
Flies 5 squares. So, yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. What's your AC, Ella?
22.
Okay, he gets smacked.
22, is that including the radiance that you just cast?
Yep.
And he's probably still marked by you.
He is marked by me.
So whatever...
really matter, he rolled a 30.
Yes, but what happens if he attacks someone that's... when he's marked by you, remember? You can shift a square, I think, something like that.
Right.
I don't know if you want to.
While an enemy is marked, it takes minus two penalty on attack rolls. If it doesn't include me, that's... And I can shift one square or make a melee basic against that enemy. So...
Okay.
So you could basically get to make that...
He's smashed.
I'll make a melee basic.
With the rod just coming out of one hand, Ella, you take 13 points of damage, and you are sent to your stomach. You are, in fact, weakened until... save.
Do I get to save now?
You get to save at the
end of your next turn.
End of your next
turn. End of your next turn.
Your weakened. What that means is your attacks deal half damage, ongoing damage is not affected. Jim?
AC 16, I don't think we'll hit it.
We're still
on
Gwen's turn, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she comes up and I can see she's not good.
Well, it smacked her and she doesn't feel well now.
Okay.
You basically pull her up and she promptly vomits.
Okay, I'll step to one side.
Not on the shoes.
That's right.
Can she vomit on you?
Like over the side?
Sure, if you want to. Won't make it smell any worse.
Might make it smell better. Who knows? I should
miss. The die bomb. It'd be D20 plus, you roll D20 plus 7 versus its fortitude.
Right. Okay, I'm going to do Diabolic Grasp
for my
standard. And that's attack versus fortitude. Yes. 14.
It will not hit its fortitude.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to... Can I use this again or not? That's used.
The grass
mm-hmm.
that I have on the
grass.
No, that's used for the daily, so it's
used
up. This is used for the it is a minor action. It's a minor action to use it on yourself. It's a standard action to administer a potion.
I wonder if she just hands it to me.
Administer a potion to an unconscious creature is a standard action.
She's not unconscious, though.
You just hand it to me.
It can be a minor action, sure.
Okay, so I'll just hand the healing potion to her after she finishes.
I have healing potions. It's okay.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm not even bloodied. I'm good. Thank you, though.
Sick to your stomach.
I'm just sick to my stomach. I just felt a little vomity. He's kind of stupid.
Yes, you could burn an action point.
Okay.
Yeah, but at this point, do you know because it was he hit you or because all of a sudden you're being...
I know that it was because he hit me.
Plus five versus
Bill.
Yeah,
I know
it's
because he hit me.
So yeah, you're very assertive when you hit me because that's where the feeling started and went everywhere.
Then I'm going to use an action point to do Curse of the Dark Dream on him.
Okay.
18 versus Will.
Okay. That does hit as Will.
It's 3d8 plus 3.
Right.
You have a feat that adds 1 damage to that because it's psychic damage.
14.
Plus 3.
17, and he's cursed, so do I roll?
So another d6.
18. And he has negative 1 to saving throws now.
Where have you seen that?
I have it written up here. From the crown.
Oh, right. Your front of crown.
Yep. probably till the end of her next turn.
Let's see.
When you use a power against roll defense, the target takes a minus one penalty to saving throws against any ongoing effect of that power, so it doesn't do anything for this. There's no ongoing effect.
There's
How long do you take a minus one to save?
Well, it's only from effects from that power. It doesn't have any ongoing effect.
Yeah. It doesn't do anything, really.
Alright.
For points.
Kaya, you're up. Beric, you're going to be up next. After the Goblin Knight goes.
Simple, you know, strategy.
Just try and throw everyone over the bridge. Yeah.
Beric, you're up. Seraph, you're up next.
Okay, does a 23 hit this thing's AC?
No.
Okay, still takes 3 points of damage. On miss. I try a reaping strike on it, miss, and he still takes 3 points of damage.
Looks like he is flying. He takes a plus 2 to hit. For being flying?
No. That would be 25.
Then that does hit.
That would be 10 points of damage.
Alright. Though he does get to swing at you. Special ability he has.
It responds to all
immediate
attacks.
Immediate reaction when hit by a melee attack.
Yeah.
Does a 29 hit your AC?
Yes.
Is that plus the 2?
Minus 2. You know, he's still he doesn't have the minus 2 because your mark supersedes momentarily. So.
Take 12 points of damage and you are also weakened.
What I meant was the plus 2 that I gave everyone is for the whole, is for the rest of the encounter.
Right.
I know. Got that in.
Okay. Since that happened before the end of your round, though, you do get a save.
Okay. Sweet. No.
You're weakened, so basically now you do half damage. All right, Sarah, you're up. Ella, you'll be after the compliment.
Okay, as my miner, I'm going to sustain the harrying strike. Ooh. 11 versus reflex.
That will actually miss his reflex.
Okay, so I can no longer sustain it. Darn. So what do I have to do to break his grip here? Since he grabbed hold of me last turn. Or his last action.
Alright, how does one break a grasp? Escape. Escape is a move action. You may roll either acrobatics or athletics. Tell me what you're rolling.
I'm rolling athletics.
Okay.
19.
Does not escape. That was a move action.
Okay.
That's a move action. You can attempt it again, though. It is a move action. Because you can trade your standard down for move. And try it again.
He's trying to escape from
the grab.
That's a move action.
14.
Versus, or I'm sorry, what were you rolling?
Athletics again.
Well, I couldn't use this again because it's an encounter.
Correct.
Okay.
Does not. Great
okay.
Grab.
Question is, do I burn an action point to try and do it again? Yeah. How about 17? Or is it on athletics?
Nope. You need a 22 or better.
Holy crap!
Athletics.
He is big, though.
Okay.
We started so well on this. Alrighty.
Hi, Azor.
The cobble man gets to go and flings you over the side. Roll a save.
Jeez.
He flings you back over the left side this time.
It looks something.
It's just whatever you roll.
It's just the roll?
Yeah, yeah. Just the roll. You want a 10 or better?
Nope, not this time.
You actually fall. Let me figure out now how much you actually fall.
Oh, God. Not all the way down, though, because there is that platform.
You fall down to area 21 on level 3.
Ow.
It's better in area 51.
We'll get you a doctor. He's not moving.
No, we all scream Zach.
Zach!
You really need a box full of doctors.
It's actually about 30 feet.
That still hurts. Is it 3d10?
I believe so, yes.
It's per 10. It's per 10 feet. Right?
10 per 10 feet. So yes, you take 3d10 from falling.
3d10. Now I think can he make an acrobatics check?
Is he trained to roll in it?
Are you trained in acrobatics?
Probably not.
No. Okay, never mind.
He takes 16 points of damage.
Whew. Sucks, but it's Sarek, so I'm sure he's still up.
Does Ren get a free attack because he's pissed off?
Hooray, I finally threw some okay, we have level 3 up there that we kind of do.
Yeah.
Just need to make it, we need to push it out a little bit more.
I'm a puppy.
21 is the one with the stairs.
So you're pretty much, you're landing right about here.
You land. Okay, I'm going to pass that over.
I don't want to
throw it.
Whoa! Dun, 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 Modod.
You land about there. And you're on your butt.
Son of a bitch!
Well, man, it's like, finally!
And then he calms down.
Now that I've thrown one of you off, I'm perfectly calm. Can we talk about this?
So, how can I help you today?
Sorry about that. A bit of, see, every, have to do that once every 10 minutes or so. Sorry. I was just coming up here with this,
keep track of time.
This,
pre-programmed response, yes. 9 minutes, we leave.
Here, just throw this bird. Throw the bird off.
Oh, yes, the bird. Wonderful.
Thank you for the appetizer.
Dang it.
Oh, another one. Lovely.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Okay. Means Ella's up. Tim will be up next.
All right.
Hi.
Someone desperately wants to talk to you.
Apparently. Turn it off. All right, so I should be able to see him from where I am?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and cast
somebody,
Mass Faith.
All right.
Because I can. How about a 27?
What?
Is that hit?
Yes, that hits whatever he has.
Yeah.
Hop up there. Oh, I left a message. That's good. I know it's probably, but And all of a sudden, Azor comes up and swallows the beast.
All of a sudden.
Look at all this honey. Woo!
There we go.
Hi, kitten.
I want to swing.
Eric has the dreaded cat gun.
Yes.
The cat Zuka.
Got a cat in there.
It was a hang-up. There's multiple ways that would be really disgusting. Yeah. His head's going to fly off and hit somebody, okay. Or he's going to start spraying cat pink.
Well, we do have the picture as evidence that he does have laser eyes.
And what is awfully funny is he's choosing to stand here.
Okay.
No longer.
And so I threw my save, I got 19.
Okay, so you hit him. How much damage did you do?
7 plus.
Are we recording anything?
5, 12 points of damage.
Okay.
It's radiant damage.
Okay. And you get your save, so you feel better now.
Woohoo!
Was that half damage, by the way? Because you're still weakened when you attack. You save at the end of your round.
Indeed.
Yes. Well, I figure he can do the math.
All right. That would be Ella, Tim, you're up. Gwen, you're after Tim.
What kind of damage
so he just flung somebody off?
Yep.
What a bastard.
He is a bastard.
Well, that sucks to be him. So, I will cast Bigby's Icy Grasp.
Person that keeps calling?
No. All but one of them was the same person, yes.
Might want to talk to them just to make sure that, you know,
they're not dying.
They don't need your superhero skills for saving the president.
Yes,
because
it's Commissioner Gordon he's calling. He's picking up the red phone and going,
it's by accident.
Damn it, Batman!
Outside is a stop signal by accident.
You've reached the Bat Emergency Line. I'm not here right now.
Apparently neither is our dice lock at this point. We wasted all our luck at the beginning.
Right. So does a 11 hit his reflex?
11?
No.
No.
I think his reflex is 13.
14.
Robin, can you put this behind him, please?
Are you going to pick him up and throw him over?
That was what I was trying to do.
Okay. Gwen, you're up. Kaya, you'll be after Gwen.
Okay.
I'm assuming you didn't want to move or do anything with a minor action, Jeremy.
No. Okay. I'm perfectly content. I'll start some tea.
Okay.
He's building a potion lab up there.
Apparently I'm preoccupied with what Tim's doing.
Okay.
Rolling ones?
Yes.
That tea looks really good.
Kaya, it does look really good.
He's
got carpets over there.
Then the cobbled man, and then Barrack.
I'll try Marshall's fry.
Okay. He's no longer flanked. Ba ba ba.
Nope.
Doesn't Ren count?
I'm moving up, though. This time I rolled 4.
What about the hand? Hand count?
So 17 more rounds, and you'll actually hit him.
Yeah.
I don't know. The hand is a summoned creature, so I don't know if he counts as flanking or not.
He probably does. We'll just say that he does. As long as you burn the minor action, give him movement. Give him action.
Did you see him every time?
Well, basically, I only need to do the minor, but for the move, yeah, I can burn the move because I'm not moving anywhere. Minor is just if I want to do continuous damage.
Okay.
At this point, I would say you had
a couple minutes ago. How did he's throwing one off?
You can try to throw the hand
28
off.
28 versus your reflex. Barrack.
Yes, me.
You are grabbed. And it's Barrack's turn.
You should turn into this.
Yes, I turn into that. Okay, I'm grabbed. What can I do and what can't I do? I'm immobilized if I'm grabbed, right? Yeah.
Yes.
But you can still stab him. You just can't move.
Hold on. Effects that end a grab.
Yeah.
Let's see. If he becomes dazed, stunned, or unconscious.
Good luck.
Well, I'm going to try to escape with a...
You try to escape.
25 versus his fortitude.
Versus his fortitude, you can actually escape.
All right, I escape, and... Is that a... What is that?
That's move a move action. That's,
okay. Let's see if I can actually do this. Uh, 14 hit his reflex?
Yes.
Okay, I grab him.
Okay. All right, then. That is Beric, Sarek, you're up, then the cobbled man, then Ella.
Well, we determined I can use these claws to climb, right?
I don't believe we ever determined that, no?
No.
Okay. No, we determined that Ren can.
We determined that Ren can, but probably not you.
I thought about taking a climb as skill as... But... Son of a bitch!
Run up the stairs, back up to the stairway in her bedroom, all the way up the tower.
Well, you can effectively get up if you if you're just wanting to move. Getting up is a move action. Getting up is a move action or minor?
Yes, it's a move it's action.
Move. It's a move action.
And you can run. That gives you an extra 2 points of movement.
Yes.
Which still is going to be like forever and a year before I get to him. He'll regenerate.
Do you have a rope?
I do have a rope.
You're only how long is the rope?
50 feet.
Make a loop on the end and attempt to loop one of the giant castle, what are they, crenellations, whatever the hell they're called, and on this turn, and then next turn.
Star Club.
Because it was Tim, he'd just wander off. If it was a warrior type, I would just make the rope do that.
Well, technically, if it was Tim, he could probably fly.
He could. He'd probably wander off.
You'd be looking for monkeys.
I rolled a 3. I don't think I'm going to manage to hit much of anything with that rope.
You hit yourself in the face.
I say it's probably an athletics check.
Dex modifier is...
It's true. It could be an athletics check.
Or a basic attack or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. You can handle it in different ways.
Basic ranged attack bonus is or your athletics check.
Yeah. My athletics check is going to be... best there, so that's going to put a 13 versus athletics.
Not going to be quite enough to do it. Yeah, 15 to hook it.
It's just probably the height.
And
it's not moving.
Yeah.
It's like, it dodge.
I'll give, I'll use a minor action to give Rend actions this turn. Rend will claw. And we'll hit a mighty AC 9.
Well, not hit. Alright, the cobbled man gets to go.
He's grabbed.
Alright.
He breaks free and grabs you.
He will try to escape.
He breaks free, ripping your arm off and adding it to himself.
Yeah. Now he has forearms.
Ow! I was using that.
Yeah. I have a two-handed weapon. This sucks.
We can grow you a new arm.
Really?
We have plenty of bums around.
Don't ask questions.
And when I say
questions.
Grow, I mean attach.
Yeah.
Borrow.
Yes,
from something
questions.
Else.
All right, he gets an acrobatics or an athletics roll.
He wants to use acrobatics, I know. Come on.
I'm going to guess your reflex is going to be lower than your fortitude.
Correct.
So he will try to make an acrobatics roll with his mighty dex. crap.
Have a chance!
Ooh. dex bonus of plus 6. Does a 15 hit your reflex?
No! 16 is my reflex!
He tries to get out, and he'll try it again.
Oh! Oh!
And roll lower this time, so he does not get out.
Yay!
He gets to go again, though, so I mean, he'll get more tries.
Ella, you're up, and after that will be Tim.
You find her?
Yes.
Tim, can your hand come in here and grab him, too?
That's what the plan is.
Lance of Fate.
Then we, if we throw him off this side, he'll fall all the way to the bottom.
Actually, no. It says specifically here, anybody who... He'll actually land next to Sarah.
Which would suck pretty bad for Sarah.
If you look at the map, right there, on that side of the bridge, it's the giant opening. I don't give a crap what the book says.
Well, what we could do is just crawl across.
Yeah, let's chase.
Out to, like, middle of nowhere.
No! Crit! Yay!
All right, max damage. What were you doing?
Lance of Faith.
Okay.
So max damage or your lines of faith? Well, not really. It's 13, I think. Oh, because this is an implement, I'm supposed to be adding something else.
You get an extra die 6 plus an implement.
Unless it says otherwise.
No, that's what it is.
So is the Viking longboat new? Is that why it's on the table?
No, it's old. I was trying to find the other dude, so I just set it out so I didn't forget.
Look.
Okay, so that should be...
You just get an extra die 6.
But it says a plus...
What is your maximum damage on?
It says plus 2d6 damage.
It's 2d6 damage, okay. So roll an extra 2d6. So it's 13, you said, plus whatever this is.
Yeah.
Aw, that's kind of crappy. 16. 16. Okay. Alrighty. That was Ella. Tim, you're up. Gwen, you're up after Tim.
Alright, my hand tries to grab him.
At this point.
This time it's a 18 against his reflex.
That will grab him.
I mean, right?
Twice.
And he also is going to take icy damage.
Bah, bah, bah. Did he actually target the hand? Is that hit points?
Nope. Okay. You can target it to escape.
Okay.
But he doesn't have hit points. Where the hell did we go, dice? Bum, bum, bum.
You feel like a normal person temperature, so yes, you're warm.
Okay.
Yes, your hands are still the icy.
Okay, he takes 20 points of cold damage, and now he's grabbed.
Okay.
Then I will burn. Well, crap. Why are you holding on to him?
Don't burn crap, man. That's not nice.
Let go!
He's stinky.
I can end the grab as a free action, I think, so. But I don't think I can do that until my turn.
Well, okay, fine. I'm done for now.
Okay. That was Tim. Gwen, you're up. You'll be after Gwen.
He can attempt to escape, though.
All right. Okay. I take it if you had charged it, he would have got it since he was still holding him.
Well, last time I was going to grab him and drop him off. But you weren't down there.
And can do that?
You will remember. As a free action, or I can just disband it. Remember?
In the hand move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are specific rules for that, but yes, you can drag it, basically.
Yeah, because we dropped the dude.
Okay.
I just turned the spell off.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. I'm having tea.
She's critically bumbling.
I can take any number of free actions on other combatants' turns, so I can just end the grab now.
Then I will move six. I will move my hand six spaces.
For the record,
magic doesn't
it says
we're in a battle. You can die.
To move and grab the target is a standard action.
Okay.
You have to make a strength versus fortitude.
Okay.
I'm going to make a strength, unless it specifically says it can drag guys around.
Doesn't.
Okay. So go ahead, and we'll assume that it has your strength.
Something like that.
So make a strength versus fort roll.
Okay. Yeah. Tim's up there.
And fans. Okay.
Okay, you can grab him again.
Kaya, I believe you're up, and Barrett, you'll go after the goblin.
I got it.
You throw him off.
Got a 22. Okay. The goblin.
Critically failed.
Catch him. The goblin man loves the whole grab fest going on, so he's going to try to grab you now.
Quit playing grab A over there.
Right? 17, hit your reflex.
Yes.
Okay, you are now grabbed.
Of course, I never hit grab because I haven't managed to hit him once the entire combat. I'm just standing over there like... Stop it!
You need a 15 or better to hook the...
That's not it.
Barrack, you're up.
No. I'm just immobilized, so I'm going to hit him.
Okay.
Yes. Or try to hit him.
Headbutt.
God damn. Never mind.
Okay.
It's a move action to try to escape, right?
Yes.
Well, I still have a move action left, so I'll try to escape.
Which is what?
Well, it's...
You using your athletics or your acrobatics?
Oh, let's try lovely acrobatics. I get a 14.
It's acrobatics versus... let's see here. Escape.
I'm assuming...
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.